comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 2 weeks, and we're finally live. And the reason was because CKY was on a major, major tour. Therefore, Chad couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And Matty J, who replaces Chad when Chad's on the road, happened to be the keyboarder for CKY on this tour.
The keyboarder. Yeah, yeah. You're a skateboarder, he's a keyboarder.
So if you looked up completely fucked in the dictionary, you'd have a picture of me alone here at the studio.
We filled in for you last week.
Yeah, and thank you.
No problem.
And so now we have Mohawk here, Shit Goose, Joe Franz, and Chad I. Ginsburg. And you know what? Novak is on the way from Baltimore, and half this radio show is going to be devoted to him. And I tell you that
him or Novak?
Novak.
Oh, okay.
I tell you that he's a complete piece of shit and a pile, but I have never seen him so bad than in Virginia Beach, and I will definitely get to it as soon as he shows up. But for now, we're going on a Ming Hags tour in 2 days. And where are we going, Franz?
Oh, you're not on, Joe. Here you go.
It's all right. I'm so unimportant. Okay, so.
You're still
on. I'm still unimportant.
Now, wait, Franz.
Yes, sir.
Before we say hello to everybody and sign autographs and, you know, party with the whole crew and at the Ming Hags tours,
yes,
and stuff like that, you're going to put up a stand-up comedy act, aren't you?
Well, it began to be a stand-up comedy act, and it's now hybrid into somewhat of an introductory roast, I guess. So I'm going to be introducing everyone, telling a couple jokes.
Oh, roast me then, laugh. Franz. All right, you're going to intro everybody? Roast me then, Franz.
Roast you? Oh, should I let him have it, everybody?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Should I get him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's Bam Margera for the Ming Hags Dream Cellar Tour, sponsored by Mixers Bar Maine. And let me just tell you something. Yeah, you know, you guys may have seen that little thing on TMZ about Bam. Yeah, he threw one too many back that day, and he still does like to have a couple. As a matter of fact, on the way over here, he said, "Franzy boy, I need a drink. And I said, well, yeah, I could use some water. He said, "Water? This ain't no time for bathing." This ain't no time for bathing. So everyone will be introduced with similar jokes. It's going to be
about
the
Novak?
Hit of the century. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've all loved him, you've hated him, you've learned to love to hate him. He's Brandon Novak, everybody, the author of the book Dream Cellar. How many people out there read the book Dream Cellar? Well, that's okay. Neither is Novak. I don't get a laugh track here. Yeah, you know, it's true. You know, Novak has some very humble beginnings. Sure. As a matter of fact, his parents were in the iron and steel business. His mom irons, his dad steals. No, but seriously, a lot of people in Novak's present position were born with silver spoons in their mouth. Not Novak. He was born with one up his nose.
And in my arm, pussy.
Oh!
Ew. Was that the end of your joke?
What about the silver spoon up his nose?
You don't put the spoon up your nose.
Not if Novak does.
Really?
Well, I guess he can.
You never heard of a Coke spoon? That's the joke. I guess that's more of a 70s.
I think you put the Coke up your nose.
He would shoot heroin. He wouldn't put it up its nose.
Well, anyway. Yeah, you know, Brandon's from Baltimore, and, you know, he's considered a hero by about half the city. And the other half call him daddy.
All right, Jacasso's coming on the tour. What do you got?
Jacasso. Well, and ladies and gentlemen, here's Jacasso, the star of the CKY A number one Roller Razor video, as well as the 69 Eyes Dead Girls Are Easy video. And Jacasso does this for fun. He doesn't get paid a lot. As a matter of fact, he has to remain very frugal. Some might call him cheap. As a matter of fact, if you want to see what George Washington looked like when he was young, just look in the bottom of Jacasso's wallet. Yeah, I mean, let's face it, he's cheap. He's cheap. He has so many 50s stuffed in his mattress that they had to call it Grant's Tomb. Grant's tomb. Thank you. Thank you.
General Grant.
And last but not least, we have Ryan Oldie, the new guy of the tour.
No, least but not last, it's Ryan Oldie. And there's a reason they call him Oldie, and it's not because he looks very young. I mean, let's face it.
This guy
looks older than I feel. This guy looks older than I feel. If you want to see cracks deeper than the San Andreas Fault, just ask him to smile and look at a crow's feet.
Or look at his gray hair.
Good one,
yeah, G.
G? Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
G, you need
that.
To be my hype man.
G can help out.
So anyway, yeah, so we're going to be doing this Ming Hag's Dream Cellar signing tour, sponsored by Mixer's Bar in Maine. Oh! And, the only one who's clapping, I am a piece of shit today. Anyway,
haven't we been there twice already in the past, like 5 months?
This is our last time in the Northeast.
Aren't people going to be like, he's at Mixers again?
No, because we're doing an all-ages show this time. And the Moxie's going to be there signing autographs with everyone. And if the Pharaoh lets them, they're going to play a show for you guys. Anyway, that's on Saturday. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So Moxie's playing at Mixers, but one day the Moxie will be able to play at the Roxy.
My name's Louis. I'm the Moxie. Someday I will play at the Roxy.
Okay, August 20th, that's a Thursday. We're going to be at the Amber Room in New Hampshire. From 8 to 10, we're going to make a brief visit there, and then we're going to be partying all night at the Market Lounge in Boston, Massachusetts. Then, on Friday, August the 21st, we're going to be at the Pearl Restaurant and Lounge in Rhode Island.
That Providence place is nice.
Providence, baby, yeah.
That place is gnarly.
Yeah, baby.
Do you think Joe Chiota is going to not get laid again?
Yeah, baby.
Remember the one time when he thought he was going to get laid? He rented a room to have by himself, and then the girl left after 5 minutes. She got creeped out.
Dude, the worst is renting a room to get laid and then you don't. When you easily could have just stayed at a buddy's, like, second bed.
That was the first night. Where
he spent $300.
There were so many double beds that night, and that idiot got one of his own and wasted all of his money. Oh, you have club soda?
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah, to mix with this.
Yes, sir. All right, and then, of course, on Saturday, we're going to be at Mixer's Bar. There's an all-ages show from 1 to 4. It's going to be awesome. Then, of course, you're going to be partying all night long.
Franz, you going to get any pussy that night?
No, I never get pussy. I'm always the last one to get pussy because I have all the responsibility. Like, to look after guys like fucking Say When, Bam, on the club soda.
You know.
Franz, we stayed in Rhode Island that night?
What? Are you trying to plan out your fucking trip home? This is not the time, G. Anyway, keep up to date.
What good would Shit Goose over there know about when we get done in Rhode Island?
Well, he wants to know because he needs to take the train to New York halfway through the fucking tour. So he's now on the radio wasting airtime trying to coordinate his train ride home.
He's trying to figure out his schedule live on air.
Unbelievable. Anyway, guys, keep up with Bam's Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook for the updates because there's going to be a couple surprise visits. And that is all. Thank you, guys. And Mixer Bar Maine. Should I just leave now because I'm pointless?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you say so, G.
You're full of jokes.
G, how have you been keeping busy? I haven't seen you in a while, man. What do you do all day? We're dying to know. The fans are dying to know.
You know, I've just been hanging out, you know. Oh, I don't know.
What do you do all day?
Waits for more jokes from you about the San Andreas Fault.
G, what do you do all day? Tell us.
He was at CKY's concert drunk as a motherfucker.
No, I wasn't.
You were all over the stage, like, doing your own little dancing. And you realize? You should see the video, dude.
Really?
What? It's all over the internet, dude.
Pushing,
is it?
Pushing G, what do you A1 do all back day? On the stage.
Oh, something. Yeah, because the crowd loved them.
G, what does your day consist of?
Yeah, what do you do all day, G?
Wake up, jerk off, edit photos.
Edit photos?
Shoot some bitches that come by the house.
What bitches that come by the house?
Bitches, dude.
Who?
I'll tell you what G doesn't do all day. That's clean up the fucking dog hair all over his house that he's always covered with and clean up the dog shit in his backyard. I literally walked...
Front yard.
The walk.
He abandoned his cats. Right, his cats had dreadlocks down in the garage. Now, and I was like, why do your cats have dreadlocks in the garage? Them. He goes, because the dog doesn't get along with the cats. I'm like, so you just abandon them in the garage?
Well, they do piss up. I see his hardwood...
I'll take them.
His hardwood floor...
No, can't take them.
G's hardwood floor is warped. There's like a 7-foot area where the cat's pissing the corner. The whole hardwood floor is just warped with stinging. Like you know that cat piss smell that's so pungent, it stings your eyes and it makes you fucking cringe? That's Cheese fucking house. And just the whole hardwood floor is warped
that's
from
very
the cat
exaggerated.
Piss. Ah, but true.
Hey, when you try to dye a gray carpet yellow, what color is that? Because that's the piss on the gray carpet. What color is that? What color is it?
Come on, G.
Bit mauve.
What color?
Grello.
Lemon.
Grello. It's Grello.
Grello. It's a Grello.
It's yay.
Dude, I've been over G's house one time, and from the car to his door, which is only like 5 feet, I stepped in dog shit four times.
That's Kim's fault.
And then I go to the lawn to try and wipe it off. And as I wipe it off, I realize that the whole lawn in every crack in between every blade of grass is more dog shit that's just been rained on. It's turned into it's dog shit putty.
Their front yard is one tree and then the rest of it is 4 feet by 4 feet, so it's just shit in everywhere as far as the eye can
Dude,
see.
Don't look at me. Look at her. That is her fault.
Whose fault is the cat's untrained pissing all over the goddamn house?
Litter box.
Yeah. They pee in the litter box. I've seen them piss on your pillow and then you sleep in it.
I seen you piss in my sink one time.
Because I had to piss.
How do you fuck?
And Tim O'Connor was in the shower, and that was a long time ago.
How do you fuck with the cat piss smell?
There's no cat piss smell.
You open, dude. I didn't even make it in the house. You open the door.
That was a bad day.
And dog hair fuzz balls wafted out into the wind. And this cat piss.
I grew up across the street for 20 years across the street from a sewer plant. And I'm telling you that you'd pull up and you'd be like, holy fuck, it smells like shit. But being I lived there for 20 years, I just forget about the smell, and I don't even know what you're talking about. That's the same situation with shit goose over here.
I got you.
Like, cat piss all over his wet pillow means nothing to him. He can still have sex. He can still fuck. He can still get a hard on.
But what about the – what about
– I'm one with nature.
What about the dog hair that covers your black shirts like a fur fucking coat, dude?
You got a
it
roller.
It looks like you're wearing a goddamn cardigan.
Roller.
You sure Ranger. Don't use it.
Unbelievable.
Well, buy some
you sure
rollers.
Don't use it.
Did you slack out of your house? Yeah, your house ain't no fun either. You walk in there, you get high and almost fall down.
Oh, yeah.
The whole
yeah.
shit is slacked like fucking 8 inches.
The polyurethane. Oh, I've been polyurethane. God. Kevin, your uncle has been at my house getting a lot of work done. He polyurethane the basement. I'm used to that. Everyone who walks in is like, dude, I can't even think. I got to get out of here, dude. I'm high from being in here for 5 seconds. I don't even notice it anymore. And my cats are walking around cross-eyed, so I'm no fucking angel either, man.
Dude, I walk into your house. You honestly have, like, I can't even put a cigarette lighter on any one of your coffee tables because they're all covered in empty Corona bottles.
Yeah, but come on.
No, it's not a good enough excuse, dude.
I thought really? I liked
it. How about the excuse that I'm an alcoholic?
An alcoholic? Is that, dude, I mean, you got to explain yourself. If you invite over company, dude, they can't even rest their drink anywhere. They can't even put a cigarette. They can't even squeeze a cigarette into your coffee table without spilling over an empty Corona.
It takes 10 minutes to get in his house because he has like 30 locks on the door.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do you,
I'm very big on security.
Yeah,
I'm very big on security. I live in an Italian neighborhood. By the way, did you know that the Pope resigned? He didn't like living in an Italian neighborhood either. Oh!
Oh!
Thank you. Yeah, Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour, everybody. Can't wait to see you there this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, the Amber Room in New Hampshire. What's that? Nashua?
Yeah.
Nashua. Never heard of it. But the Amber Room, I hear, is awesome. Then the Market Lounge on Thursday night in Boston, Massachusetts. On Friday, the 21st, the Pearl Restaurant and Lounge in Providence, Rhode Island. And, of course, Mixer's Bar all day. The day we have an all-ages show.
Did you drink today?
We're going to be... No, why?
You seem like you're on something.
Because I'm with you. Mm. I get so excited when I'm with you.
You on something, friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on this half of the Miller High Light. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's more in the fridge if you
need
it.
I want a blood test now.
You want a blood test? Right. All right, let's slash our wrists together.
Cut your finger now.
All right. So before Novak shows up and I get into this Virginia Beach story, The reason why he came with me is because I had to intro some bands at the Mayhem Fest. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. What's this?
Mayhem Festival?
Yeah.
So I introduced All Else Fails and also Metal Militia to do some backflips.
All Else Fails. I did their video.
Which was too windy. But actually, somebody did one. But anyway, I went in to say hi to Slayer B, and they opened up. They opened up the grand opening of my house, and that's why my neighbors hate me. So I figured I'd go and pay them respect and say what's up. So I opened up the wrong door, and it's Marilyn Manson, and he recognized me. He says, "Come on in." So I come in with Missy and Novak, and he gives us some absinthe. And he has absinthe
that's
with
all he drinks.
Yeah, he has like Marilyn Manson absinthe, but he refuses to drink his own, and I don't know why. I think it's like a mental type thing, but he poured us his, and then he poured his own, and then we sat there and chit-chatted for a while, and he started talking about swastikas and stuff.
I heard he looks like a tub of shit.
He looked like a clown, right?
He looked good on stage because, you know, he had his makeup all done, and he had, like, 4-inch high heels, but, like, he was in his bare feet, and, I mean, I like him a lot, but, dude, I think he gained, like, a good 20 pounds. A good 20 pounds.
He's like 40 now.
So now he's at, what, 145?
But he wears a girdle, right?
I don't know. You know what? Yeah. He looked better on stage, so maybe.
Yeah, he's squeezing that shit out.
But either way, it was pretty fucking funny because he had a case of beer sitting there, and he used up the whole case of beer on stage, and he didn't even take one sip. He would just open it up, drink the whole thing, and then just spit it out all over him and everybody else, and then he'd throw it. And then somebody would hand him a microphone, and then he would just throw that too. And then somebody would hand him something else, and he would just throw that too. Like anything that somebody would put in his hand, he would just chuck it up in the air.
That's
it was pretty
schtick.
Entertaining.
That's a schtick.
So now, you know what? This one goes out to Marilyn Manson because he didn't need to invite me into his room, but he did. And we had a fucking blast for like 40 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and play something off of his new album, The High End of Low. This is Marilyn Manson on Radio Bam Seuss 28 one. Faction.
To die. How the fuck are we? my wound front door to you, am I my own shadow?
Does this rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
Oh, crap. How is this, kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just got the latest news that Novak is pulling in the driveway, and I have a lot and a lot and a lot to say to his pussy ass because he was the biggest piece of shit in Virginia Beach, and all I wanted was company on the drive up. It was a five-hour drive. I got caught going 140 miles an hour in a 50, and then I got in trouble, but that's not his fault. Is what is his fault is him taking a shit in a house party in the trash can and then falling asleep in some lady's bed covered in red wine. That's what I'm pissed about. And then he found a bottle of Xanax and swallowed all of them, and then I give the lady $100 to say I'm sorry. So I'm going to play this CD now, and then when we come back, he's going to be here, and I'm going to ream him a new motherfucking asshole. So just play track two. This is this dude. His name is UC Siren and the Groundbreakers, and they're covering him in a grass. What do you call it?
Hut.
Heart.
Hut.
No, Chad.
Yeah.
Bluegrass. Yeah, bluegrass. So this is bluegrass hymn, Wings of a Butterfly. I'm gonna play this right now. They're from Finland, and it's called UC Siren and the Groundbreakers. And then when we get back, Novak's getting reamed the new asshole. Here we go. Wings of Butterfly.
I think Novak needs a new asshole anyway.
Well, let's rip him one.
Sorry. Bye.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up, faction.
Dude, you're green.
Ha, Deepak, yeah. Ha.
Deepak.
Hey, Michael Jackson, aren't you partners with Deepak? Like, remember Deepak?
Yeah. Deepak, yeah.
Well, don't you think he's the man? Like, I mean, you've worked with him for a long time. Don't you know Deepak? What do you have to say about Deepak?
Yeah. Deepak, yeah.
All right, Novak's here. Fuck that.
Just got here.
Fuck Novak's that. Here, that piece of shit. All I wanted to do was have company on my 5-hour drive to Virginia Beach to go to an Element demo, and he agreed to go with me. Now,
I had to do something.
He knows that he's not
going
to skate the mini ramp, and I am, so I have to be completely sober and responsible, and I have to get out of the car after a 5-hour drive and skate.
You brought the wrong company.
Yeah, let me tell
you. You got out of the car and skated.
I got out and skated, yeah. And then I had to babysit your pussy ass.
Oh,
dude.
No, you did not.
All right.
You are totally lying.
I don't know why, but he decides to leave with an empty stomach, have an empty stomach, not eat anything whatsoever. Down, I'm talking down, 5 bottles of red wine. And then, I could see, you know when Novak's blacked out and he's trying to tell you that he's not?
Yeah.
Well, that was Novak,
he's on
but times 10.
He's autopilot, on, Novak.
Complete autopilot. So, is what I do is after the demo's done, I push him into this pool at the Hampton Inn.
Oh, man.
And it,
I
like,
was so
his cell
pissed.
Phone's in it and all this other shit in his pockets, whatever. But, like,
fucking Steve.
He didn't think it was funny at all. Like, he was furious. Like, he was genuinely drunk and angry and mad. So, he gets out of the pool.
Wait, Novak, are you aware that that's your job to do shit like that when you get brought on tour?
Jeez, like, I mean, Fran, stop fucking the story up.
So,
goddamn.
So, not to mention, I met a bunch of friends that were like 11 years old, like this girl Willow, who was like hanging out with me, and I was like cool with that and stuff.
What?
But I didn't know that Novak was going to be naked. Like there, it was like a pool at a hotel at Virginia Beach. Like there was tons of people around.
Yeah, like a
tourist, young people, like everywhere. So Novak rips off all of his clothes and he sits down in this
a sunbathing chair.
People are trying to throw towels on him to cover himself up and he's like, fuck you! And he's throwing them off and then they try to put his wet jeans back on. Fuck these wet jeans! He's throwing them too. And then this guy Steve comes by.
Steve.
He's like, listen, you need to get out of here right now because the police are already on their way. And oh, shut the fuck up, Steve. He had a name tag that said Steve. He said, fuck you, Steve. Last thing I need to listen to is your fucking minging ass voice. I already got wet ass clothes with a wet ass cell phone, so just shut the fuck up. And he's like, well, the police are on their way. Good. I hope the police are on their way, and I hope I get arrested because I'd rather be in jail than listen to your fucking minging ass voice, Steve. Now just shut the fuck up, would you? Just shut the fuck up.
His he was like, kind of guy who tried to be a cop, couldn't be a cop, tried to be a security guard, couldn't be a security guard. Any kind of authoritarian job he tried to get, he couldn't get, so he had to settle for a pool bar boy.
Now, the best part about it was there's all these 11-year-old girls and guys just laughing at Steve. Like, yeah, they're all pointing and laughing, like, this drunk naked guy just busted you so bad. Like, you have nothing to say. You have no retort for yourself. Like,
Now he
kicks him out of the pool area. And now he's on the boardwalk loose in Virginia Beach. He's just naked and loose in the Virginia Beach with hundreds of people who just stop with their jaws open taking photos of the drunk, naked, angry guy.
I've never seen anyone dial 911 quicker in my life. Like, people would have shot 20 times and take a longer time to call 911.
I'm telling you. It was if you think about it, like 8 to 10 minutes, that's how long he was naked for on the boardwalk. That is a long motherfucking time, dude. That's like 2 of your favorite songs, maybe 3.
Steve probably calls,
like, picture 3 of your favorite songs right now, back to back. That's how long Novak was naked on the boardwalk, shouting and yelling and giving people the finger and screaming at the top of his lungs, fuck.
But Steve probably calls the police so many times in one day, they're just sick of his voice. So he gets put on the bottom of their to-do list. Like, if Steve calls the cops for emergency, it goes right to the bottom of their to-do list.
You were so fucked up, though, that you honestly wanted to get arrested. Like, that, I could see in your eyes that was your mission.
Because I just woke up, I had one pair of clothes on, my phone,
one
my
pair
socks
of clothes on.
My with me.
What are you supposed to have, two pairs of jeans and two pairs
with me, and everything was wet. I was like, oh, now I deal with
I could see it in your eyes, though, that, like, that day your mission was to go to jail. Like, you wanted to do it. And I, like, sobered up real fast and thought about it quick. And I'm like, dude, this is not a good thing. Like, they're going to put in, like, the fact that there was, like, 13-year-olds running around at the pool. And then now you're, like, a pedophile when all that you simply was. Whatever.
No, but, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I knew they could make it way bigger than it could be. So as soon as the police pulled up, I had you hide in a heartbeat.
Say a story of the cops, dude. They catch you pissing on the sidewalk. Next thing you know, you have some 10-year-old jerking you off behind a dumpster while you're raping the mom, and you're simply just taking a piss in the woods. Dude, they blow shit out of proportion like the fucking wind.
So he finally hides. The police leave. He gets his wet-ass clothes back on. He's still drunk and angry.
And then I paid the lady that worked the thing $10 to throw them in the dryer for me. She helped me out big time.
Oh, $10 whole?
Yeah, remember that big lady that worked the hotel? She went and threw my clothes in the dryer for me.
Did you thank her for it?
Yeah, I tipped her $10.
Then I take him to a house party with the Element team after there was a big sign on a fucking marquee on Virginia Beach, on a marquee that says, Bam Margera here, Saturday night, in massive letters.
The house party?
Yeah, and you could tell that it's been for like a week. Like, you could tell that they've been promoting this thing. And usually I get like $10,000 to do these things. And, like, they just rigged it up without my knowledge. So
they
like,
probably charge people the door for it.
Yeah, so when I go in there and I'm getting hounded by people with pictures and talking and random small talk, I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of here. And they're insisting that I stay. And I'm like, yeah, you want me to stay because you're getting fucking paid for me to be here.
And
and you're not giving me anything. I'm going to this house party. So me and half the Element team went to this house party across the street.
Frat Boy Central.
And I leave Novak there. Because he's too wasted and blacked out from the 5 bottles of red wine that he had. The news that I got the next day was he shit into a trash can, blacked out into their trash can.
GG Allen move, Chad. You ain't proud.
Then he fell asleep in some random person's bed covered in red wine, naked. And they weren't even there. They came up in the morning and said, who the fuck is this naked dude?
Yeah, some frat boy's trying to beat me up over it. I'm like,
covered in
dude.
Red wine in my bed. So then finally I woke up and went over and got him. And
he had to like stop this frat guy from trying to fucking punch my lights out, dude.
But this is the worst. See, all that's funny to me. This is what pisses me off. You found her fucking bottle of Valium or Xanax or whatever. No, I'm not going to shush because it's
true.
I had to pay $100 over your pussy ass.
No, I know. I didn't even know.
You found these bottles. You found a bottle of whatever and you swallowed all of them.
I didn't remember doing that.
Dude,
I was totally
you had a Don Vito eye the whole next day trying to tell me how sober.
I don't even remember going to lunch.
Front.
Remember we went to lunch? I don't even remember going to lunch.
Picture me looking at you with a Don Vito eye, totally cross-eyed, going like this.
Front. I don't know why you think I'm on anything.
I'm fucking fine,
Franz. I'm getting yelled at over nothing.
I don't even remember that whole lunch.
The thing is, though, when you consume that much drugs and alcohol, you are still responsible for your actions.
Oh, no question.
I got it. Okay. So, wait. So, wait. There's a couple things
Novak,
missing here.
Do you know how often...
I jerked off in the car on the way down.
And on the way up, too. I was going 140 miles an hour in a 50... Yeah. I was going 140 miles an hour in a 50 in, where is it, Maryland?
Worcester.
Worcester Township?
Worcester County, right outside Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, and they pulled me over. They were going to lock me up, and they were writing me 3 tickets all at once. And then the second police officer that showed up recognized me and gave me a
warning.
Dude,
the paddy wagon was there to take him to jail. And somehow, they didn't recognize, the first cop had no clue who he was. He's fucking...
He was pretty nice, though, but
he was all right, but he wrote...
He was like, do you know that I got many calls of you driving completely recklessly? I'm like, listen, there was this fucking boat that was huge.
Boat
boy with not 2 lanes, 1 lane. Boat boy was driving from fucking Delaware to Virginia in 1 lane.
On a passable road, and I could not
take it anymore. So I went 140 miles an hour to pass him, and there was a car coming head on, and I got scared, so I gunned it even faster. So I was going like 160, and I finally made it in the nick of time before I had a head-on collision.
So
that's what I did, and I'm sorry about it, but that's probably the reckless driving that you got a call from.
Yeah.
And that was me.
We were coming down, and we saw this cop just sitting. Like, he was totally waiting for him because they called in. Like, fucking 5 people probably called. As soon as we passed, he busts a U-turn. He's right behind us for like 10 minutes. And we're like, it's so annoying. Just pull us over or let us go. You know what I mean? Because following us is just worse than anything.
That was the worst part, yeah. Because I hit my brakes as soon as I could catch a cop in the corner, yeah, like in a heartbeat. So I slam on the brakes. Thank God he caught. Well, I got caught at 140, but I was going like 167 prime time.
Could have been way worse.
But wait, yeah, guys, Bam, Novak.
Yeah.
All this makes sense.
Yeah.
What's murky to me that I need clarification on is why were you jerking off in the car?
We were bored.
Because I thought and he thought that it was a 3-hour yeah ride. So we're like, oh, 3-hour ride, piece of cake. 6-hour ride later, and we're stuck in traffic. He's like, Bam, I'm so fucking bored. I thought you said that this was 3 hours. This is 6 hours. I'm fucking jacking off, dude, just to pass my time.
And the whole way, it wasn't like...
So he starts jacking off, and then this trucker drives by.
He totally catches me and starts beeping the horn, dude. But it wasn't like a four-way interstate. It was one or two lanes the whole way. So you had... You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine, but what were you jerking off to?
Memories.
Okay.
He was closing his eyes, then he
yeah,
came
he
off,
would laugh.
Then he came all over his belly, and then he washed it off with his sick black white shirt.
Now, did you? Okay, now here's black another white story. Confirm.
It was black, now it's white.
I heard another story. I don't know if there's any truth to this. There was some guy whose job it was to drive you, Brandon. And you
I'll get to this.
Oh, we're not even there yet.
No, we're not even there yet.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow. So
I know what this one is, so.
Right. Yes, you do.
I know when you get there, I will.
So after I had to take care of Novak being a complete bag of shit, naked on the boardwalk, and almost getting
your fault, arrested,
whatever. So then the next day, I had to make it to a demo in Frederick, Maryland. And if I didn't leave within 30 minutes, like, I was going to be
fucked,
super late. So I'm like, Kingman, wrong decision. I said, Kingman, I've already left. I'm already on the way, which wasn't true. After I typed it out,
no shit,
I couldn't find the fucking keys to the Lamborghini.
Oh, man.
And it was in the garage, and kids already knew where it was because they were writing their names on it in the dust of the car. Like, they were signing their names on the dust in the car. They obviously knew where my car was in the hotel. So I'm like, Kingman, my keys are gone. They're lost. I don't know where they are, but I cannot leave it here because kids already know where it is. And plus, the doors are fucked, so they don't even unlock. Like, they're unlocked at any point of time.
Wow.
So anybody could just go in there and sit in there and do whatever they want in there.
Jerk off.
Or jerk off in there, in Novak's case.
Wouldn't be the first time.
But, like, I couldn't. I was telling Kingman, he's like, take a taxi. I'm like, do you know how much a motherfucking taxi is going to cost? Like, from Virginia Beach to Frederick, Maryland? That's a 5-hour drive. Like, that's going to be like a $1,000 ticket. Yeah. Like, you know, like, that's a $1,000 cab ride. He's like, I don't care. I'll pay for it. Just get in it. So I find this dude that's willing to take us there. He has some old-ass Outback Subaru with no air conditioning in it whatsoever. And I make the poor, poor decision to choose the back seat. I'm like, Novak, you could have the front seat.
I thought
seat.
You liked the back seat.
I'm like, Novak, take the front seat because I want the back seat because I feel like sleeping. It was so small that, like, my neck was fucking my back up and my feet were crunched up again. Like, it was not, you could not lay in the back. I would have been better off just leaning the back seat and having Novak deal with it. So what does Novak do? He pulls the back seat all the way there, all comfortable and shit.
I need my leg room, baby.
Meanwhile, I have my shirt off. There's no air conditioning. My whole back is sweaty.
I know, my shit was sweating like a man.
He's on the phone with his girlfriend. Franz, I swear to God, 12 times. 12 times or more, it was this. Him hanging up on her, her hanging up on him hanging up on her the whole time.
Babe, I'm on the way to Maryland. So, what? So what if I was at... Babe, I was so blacked out, I was shitting in a fucking trash can. Do you think I was fucking anybody? You know what? Fuck you, you stupid bitch. Fuck you, you dirty whore.
And then he hangs up. And then he calls back.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that. I love you. Can't we just have a civil conversation?
No, I just didn't want to argue
well,
the whole time.
Please, babe. I just don't want to argue. Well, I love you too. Well, can you please bring the dog Diva to the demo in Baltimore? What? It's too hot. Babe, it's 85. It's 85 degrees. Fuck you. You're not going to bring the fucking dog. I've been away for fucking 5 days. You're not going to bring the dog. Fuck you then, fucking bitch. Hang up.
That conversation happens with them every day.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean to freak out about the dog. Can you please just be civil and show up? What? Huh? I didn't even do... Babe, I don't even know what to... Fuck you then, you fucking bitch.
The whole way. Dude. The whole way from Virginia Beach to Frederick, Maryland, that all day long.
The tone of that conversation, though, Bam, here's what you got to understand, extends to at least one conversation a day between these two. What I'm dying to know is, at what point did you shit your pants in the car?
Oh, I thought I had to fart. And I literally had to fart when I thought, you know how you have to fart and sometimes a little bit creeps out?
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
Huh. Fucking struck mud.
And now from what I hear, the guy was so upset.
No, he wasn't.
He charged Kingman $600 because...
Novak, he was upping his price every single mile you were in the car. You shit your pants.
He pulled over. I didn't
First you shit
pants.
Your pants, then he had to smell it.
Politely.
Then you asked
no.
politely. Then you pull
like,
over.
You
then
pull
you
over.
Fucking moon all of oncoming traffic at the Dulles Airport, which is really crowded. And you're just shitting your diarrhea ass all over the ground.
That is so untrue.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
I said, can you pull over? He pulled over. He opened the
then
door.
Then you have no toilet
like
paper,
this.
So you're just like
napkins.
Looking at anything in his car.
Oh,
you're like finding pictures of his like daughter and kids and wiping
napkins.
His ass with them.
That's so untrue. Wow. Like,
you're looking in the glove. You're like, oh, is this your daughter?
No.
Kid? I need toilet paper.
I said,
paper.
Do you have any napkins?
And then you wipe
and he had napkins. Like, I wipe my ass with pictures of his daughter and wife. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Even I have more couth than that.
Okay, couth? You want to talk about couth? What about you jacking off on the way there?
Again?
Yeah.
Now you jacked.
You wanted to jerk off in the woods.
You jacked. Yeah, because that's more civil. You jacked off on the way up, which I don't care because I'm driving. He's like, bam, I'm bored. I feel like jerking off. I'm like, fine. I'll just look the other way and keep driving.
You ain't so, it
you
on.
Can. But you're with a stranger who's willing to take us to Frederick, Maryland, which is 5 hours away for free.
I didn't mean to shit my pants.
I'm not
miles.
Talking about shitting your pants. I'm talking about you jacking off in the car.
I didn't jerk off in his car.
You jacked off in his car.
No,
you said,
I did not.
Oh, babe.
How can you jerk off with fucking under... Whoa!
What the hell?
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Bam just fell off his
chair. Bam was laughing so hard, he fell backwards. That was awesome.
Knocked over a lamp, all these CDs.
Oh, no.
Novak's helping him.
CDs.
That was awesome.
That was classic.
Fuck, I broke the lamp.
Novak, how do you call...
I broke the lamp.
I really didn't do it. I did not do that on that car. I only jacked off once.
You jacked off in the car.
No, I did not.
You could read Kingman's text messages.
I would love to.
It was like Novak's fucking jacking off in the car.
I did not jerk off in that guy's car.
Now, oh, no.
Is that the day that Kingman sent you home?
No. What the hell is all this coming from? Jesus
Kingman.
Christ.
After you jacked off in the car and then shit your pants, they were like, Novak is not allowed in the element van anymore.
I wasn't even in the element van.
Yeah, because you're not allowed in it.
I never even got in the element van.
Wow. Well, if you were trying to do it, you're not allowed in it.
I wasn't trying to do it.
How did you get home, Novak?
I went home with Mandy.
What was Mandy doing? Mandy had to come get you?
No, she met me. It was in Maryland.
Okay, all right, relax. I didn't know that.
Why is that so awkward? Why was she?
Well, I was just wondering
because
one second you're in Virginia Beach,
and then you're in Maryland, which is right next to each other.
Okay, well, me and the audience didn't know that. I was trying to.
Oh, stop trying to kiss the audience's ass.
Now I
did. Now you're kissing the audience's ass.
Hey, Bam. I just got a text from.
Got a phone call actually from this guy Alex, who's a heroin addict and who wants
recovering.
To talk to, recovering. Well, so it's
same
Novak.
Thing. Whatever. Same thing. Is there?
What's up, Alex?
Is he there yet?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
This is awesome. I can't believe I actually got through. First, I want to say I'm a huge fan since CKY2K came out, and I love Ming Hags and Haggard. But I have a question for Novak. I was wondering, are you still clean? You're still doing good?
Yeah, I drink still.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
said in your drunken stupor the night that you admitted everything that you said that you did heroin 5 weeks ago.
No, pills. I do slip up with pills.
See, I can't even tell when you're lying
I
or
slip
not.
Up with pills,
You showed me a needle mark on your arm.
No, I
and
didn't.
You said, yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
That's when you were blacked out, dude.
If I just showed you 2 days ago, you would see it now.
That's what I said. And you said it takes 5 weeks for it to go away, and here it is.
Well, where is it?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, you little dumbass.
We were just in Virginia Beach 3 days ago. No, man, Alex, no, I drink quite a bit, occasionally slip up with pills, but besides that, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. I got out of rehab. I'm 30 days clean now.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. I read Dream Seller twice when I was
awesome.
In rehab. Fucking awesome book. Awesome
That's
book.
Two more times than Novak read it.
Was it hard for you, was it hard for you to read in rehab, or like did it make you want to use again, or did it, you know what I mean? Like, I tried reading Nikki Sixx's book when I was in rehab, and I couldn't read it because all it made me do was think about heroin and want to use again.
Yeah, so, for the first couple of days, I mean, I was sick as hell until they gave me Suboxone, and I started feeling a lot better. But yeah, I was doing like two bundles a day. I don't remember how many. I don't know how much you were used to.
It doesn't even matter. It just sucks. But congratulations on 30 days,
caller,
man. That's
caller,
awesome.
What was it that made you quit?
Alex's name.
Alex, I'm sorry. What was it that made you quit?
Hey, Alex, where are you from, first off?
Chester, Connecticut.
Okay.
What was it that made you quit, buddy?
Well, basically, I was getting arrested left and right, and, you know, my attorney told me, like, look, either go to rehab or, you know, you go to jail. So I
joined the club, Alex. Talk to Bill Butler.
Do you still go to meetings, Alex, since you're out of rehab?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Are you going to eat your 30-day chip tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
I don't have a ride, but...
Oh, cool. Well, congratulations on 30 days, man. It's not an easy thing at all.
Good luck. Good luck with it, man. Hope to see you on the Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour coming up this week.
We got more drug addicts on the line.
Yo, I have one more question.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Bam, do you still talk to Arto?
Arto?
Telling him to shoot.
Wait, actually, yes. I just talked to him yesterday because I was at Element Skate Camp in... Well, it's Sequoia National Park. That's where the camp is. But the dude that was there said that Arto wanted to come, but he stayed in Huntington. So I called him up and said he's a pussy for not showing up. That's about it. So that was the last I talked to Arto.
Did you see the new photosynthesis video? Not photosynthesis. Alien Workshop.
Oh, yeah, I did. Too. Yeah, brilliant. Heath Kirchhoff's man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can't wait.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
All right, see you later.
Keep staying clean, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, Chad, let's talk to more drug addicts.
Yeah, I think we got some jerk off who likes painkillers.
Hello?
Yo, you like painkillers or something?
I think he had too many.
I know. I'm going to need some because I'm in pain waiting for this fucking call to come through. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yes, you're on call.
All right. Oh, my bad.
What's your name?
I was about to ask the same thing that Alex did, but if there's any book that you read that makes you want to do stuff, it's Junkie by William S. Burroughs.
My favorite. Thank you, caller. My favorite. Novak's never read it. He's not a Burroughs fan.
I just read it, Franz.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I like it.
I love that book.
That's the one I gave you. You read that one?
Hey, you know what? If you want to read another one like that, it's called Kill Your Friends, but you could only get it in England, so order it on Amazon.UK. Kill Your Friends.
Yeah, I mean, I've been off that stuff for 2 years, and I read Junkie, and oh my God, it just makes you thirsty to do stuff. It's so hard to read that book and not want to go out and score.
Yeah, well, didn't that motherfucker graduate Harvard heroin?
He graduated from fucking Harvard while doing heroin the whole time.
Burroughs is the quintessential beat poet,
like a beatnik kind of.
Yeah. Well, there was like the beat generation, which was like, you know, your post World War II generation. Kerouac. They were beat mentally. And then they start, you know, the beat, the rhythm of the music, so that this whole beat thing started. And actually, Junkie was it wasn't a book originally. It was actually a serial novel. Came out in chapters in a magazine. Then they finally put it together, and it is the ultimate chronicle of a junkie.
Check it out, man.
If you've ever seen the movie Drugstore Cowboy, he's also in that too. He makes a cameo with Priest. And Drugstore Cowboy is a movie with Matt Dillon where they go around and rug the...
I made Novak watch it when we did Dream Cellar.
That's a good movie.
Is William S. Burroughs dead yet?
Yes, he died a couple years ago.
Wasn't he on methadone till he died?
Oh, he was a heroin addict till he died.
What did he die of?
He died of, like, natural causes.
Natural causes. Yeah. Come on, friends.
A.K.A. needle in his arm.
Yeah.
That's his natural cause of death.
Hey, Bam, I just got a text from the Rock the Ink Festival. We're going to be there this Friday, and they said you get to pick a tattoo. They want you to draw a tattoo for Novak, and Novak's going to get the tattoo in front of the whole festival.
I already know what I want him to get.
What is it going to be?
There's this hymn book from Finland. And,
is it actually going to be a cool tattoo?
I'll show it to you.
Is it going to be cool, or is it going to be another laughter video?
It's neat.
Awesome.
It's just all around neat.
Well, there you go, Ink Festival.
There you have it. Rock the Ink Festival. We're going to be there this Friday, and Bam is going to pick this. We're going to pick this in Providence, Rhode Island. Novak gets the tattoo of Bam's choice.
I'm sure it'll be a doozy, so get ready.
All right, well, thanks for talking to the two drug addicts. Thanks for calling, bro.
Keep listening.
I want to thank the Moxie for not thanking me on the new CD.
What happened? Louie,
what the fuck happened?
Yeah, Louie, what's your problem?
Yeah. Here you go.
They thank me?
They didn't even thank you either.
I know. Bam and Chad put you on
they
the map.
They thanked fucking Loftus.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I was reading Thanks List.
Beach like, bum.
Thanks to Loftus. They thanked
fucking Lotus.
Beach Boy, Weed Head, Confused Fuck.
They didn't even thank you.
They didn't thank Chad.
Silence.
They didn't thank G. They didn't thank Mo.
I produced your video, asshole. What about me?
These three people put you on the map and you forget all about them.
Were they on PCP and Crystal Meth when they wrote that thank you list?
I'd like to say.
No, no, no.
That's fucked up.
I bet you they thank Cran Man.
Yeah.
They probably did thank Cran Man. They probably thank the smoker from Jersey, too.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Louie.
Let's hear your retort, Louie.
Guess they've just
moved
on.
Fucking Louie.
Oh, yeah. They're too cool for your studio, Chad.
Go ahead, Louie.
I'd like to say that I was in London with Chad from CKY.
Don't kiss his ass now.
Was written.
Oh.
And what?
While that thank you.
So that's your fucking excuse that you were in London while it was written?
I didn't get the
You guys don't have fucking emails?
You have Bam's full attention. You better make it count.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that they wrote it while you weren't there?
Yes.
You should handwrite thanks on each and every one of the CDs.
Much more personal.
Yeah, I want to see your handwriting, Louie.
Dude,
you should open everyone up and write a new thanks list.
This is why you show Chad everything before you fucking put it out.
And bam,
this is why you need to fucking come to people who know what they're doing for fucking advice, dude.
I swear to God, not to
I can't believe Lotus.
Not to toot my own horn, but it's like it's like Terry giving me like a movie in Hollywood and me thanking everybody but Terry. Like they're on my fucking tour bus right now. Touring.
Really?
And then,
I didn't know that.
Also, they still owe me money from what they've done before.
That's fucked. That really is fucked up.
Like, and they're thanking fucking Loftus before me? I mean, what the fuck? And you know what?
I was kidding.
Missy got a shitload of texts saying, like, we're really sorry for not thanking you. We totally forgot. I didn't even notice, Louis. I didn't even notice until that got said. And then I read it, and then I saw it, and I was like, wow, I didn't get thanked.
Man.
Who's responsible for writing that? Who wrote it?
I really don't know. I mean, I was.
Oh, don't fucking pass the buck.
I do.
Who wrote
it,
Craig?
We all feel terrible.
Like Dave Fairman is thanked, and I'm not. Like
no way,
Franz, I'm hurt.
I don't blame you, dude.
I can't believe it.
Bam spent his own money on your video. Chad produced the whole
thing. They have this tour bus out on the road.
Fucking vodka off the fucking.
All this shit to promote, and then like you just forget, like,
and
forget.
And
Lotus gets thanked. I can't believe Lotus.
I read Loftus's name. I was like, Loftus has done jack shit, nothing.
What has Lotus
done? And I've done everything for that band, and they didn't even fucking thank me.
Give me the sleeve. Who else gets fucking thanked?
Let's see.
Where's the guy that's thanked? Where is it?
I can't.
Who is Lotus?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. 8 million people get thanked on this.
It's Oobop. Oobop. Lotus is the confused beach bum guy who fucks a married
girl. Who the fuck is Joshua Franz? Is that me?
Yeah, they probably spelled your name wrong.
Joshua Front.
Louie, I'm sad.
Joshua
Louie, Front. I'm sad and I'm hurt.
You would have been better
I'm hurt.
Joey.
I think these are people that contributed to the funding.
I'm hurt.
The record.
Yo, I thank Novak on CKY's CD, dude. You should thank Novak's hemorrhoids.
I can't believe Atlos. I mean, you're my man and everything, but goddamn, you fucked up.
Dude, look. Louis,
I can't even
CKY
look at
thanks me on albums that I didn't even make fucking videos on. Like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And sorry, you have to bear the brunt of this, but you got to keep on that shit when everyone else in your band is
like, didn't
up.
You read the thank list and be like, wait, where the fuck is like Bam and Novak and Chad and CKY and like the whole reason of all of this?
No, you know what? I guess they're too big for their britches. They're just forgetting their roots. They're forgetting the humble beginnings, man.
That's what they say. Yeah, when you forget where you come from, you're doomed to return.
Hey, you heard that, Louis?
That's the word in rehab.
You're doomed.
Speaking of the mic, Louis.
Come on,
into
Louis.
It.
Wait, where's little man Oldie?
I feel sad about all this.
That guys. Sounds real genuine.
Louis, what the
I don't
fuck
know what
happened?
To say. I can't sell.
It's like being on the
here,
Mayhem Festival for 1 year, and then like the first person you forget to thank is the Mayhem Festival.
What says family and friends?
Maybe they're just trying to break away.
Well, am I a family or friend? Like, come on,
they're trying to break away. They don't want the connection.
Yeah, they have separation.
They don't want the connection. Then give me my RV back, fuckface.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't
dude,
know.
You guys did $3,000 worth of damage to Bam's RV, and April's paying that out of her own pocket.
You know what sucks is that, like,
April's paying your $3,000.
They had trouble on their tour, so they're probably going to say, like, well, being we had trouble on our tour, we're not going to pay this. But I already gave them a great fucking deal. I'm already losing to begin with. I'm just trying to, like, help them out. So like
since day one.
Therefore, when the RV gets back, I'm probably gonna get like double screwed.
Well, you know what? You know what sucks, Bam? Is because they fucked up the RV on our Ming Hag's Dream Cellar tour. I gotta rent a 15-pass van. And the fucking Rut Roo van, I got a, and Phil is giving me the other van for the merch. We got to go in two cars.
Really?
Because they fucked up the goddamn
no
RV.
Way.
We don't even have the RV for the Ming Hag Extreme Cellar Tour.
What?
Bam can't use his own RV.
Well,
for his
I didn't
own
even get
tour.
Thanks, so why don't you just order it back?
Because it's broken now. It's going to take a week and $3,000 to fix that they aren't paying.
Well, it's not like they did it. You know what I mean? Like it. If anybody drove it, it's the mileage that was going to happen.
No, dude, they hauled all their equipment on a tow, which they shouldn't have done. They should have put the equipment in the back of the van like anybody
Louis,
else
where
does.
Are you going? You're
where
embarrassed?
Are you going? Where are you going, Louie?
Louie's so
Louis,
embarrassed.
You're in this
weird.
Is your time to shine right now, bud.
your time man. To shine. Now, Jacaso. Jacaso stepped in
yeah,
and
now
he's
you're
green.
In hot seat.
Jacaso is green. Why are you green?
I'm being told I'm green, folks. I don't know. I was a little under the weather, but it might still be clinging to me.
Bam, is he green or what?
I got it's sick at green. the CKY show at TLA. I got pretty much destroyed on
Maybe
stage.
Maybe because you got a microphone thrown at you.
Well, yeah,
is that, what
that and other things. Everybody wanted to see the roller rager.
What happened? Someone threw
Anna told me.
Tell me the story.
First off, yeah.
What
I
happened?
Even get off the stage. Like, I was trying my best to leave the stage. I kept getting pushed back by, like,
because
Hannah,
drunk shit who's trying to tell you to get back up there so you can shoot a photo.
Did it work? Did you get
and
some good
so
ones?
And then yeah, someone threw a microphone in his face?
Oh,
yeah,
I got
Chad.
Water thrown on me.
Serious.
No, the whole audience thought you looked like a big asshole. And...
So yeah, but, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, well.
You know, I wanted to appreciate what the audience was thinking.
Dude, all right. Chicasso, you're mutual friends with me and the Moxie.
I've been on both sides.
Don't you think it's a little bit muff that they forgot
I think it's
to
100%.
Thank me?
I think it's 100%.
They're on my tour bus as we speak. They still owe me money from their prior fucking album. Yeah. Like, they still owe me money as we speak. So automatically I should get thanked.
I don't know.
They're on my tour bus who I gave dirt cheap like for them to rent. And yeah, they might have broken down, which is not my fault, but like...
And you paid for their video, dude.
Now I'm going on a 15-passenger bus because of them having the RV, and I can't even get thanked. That is bullshit, dude.
I'm mutual friends with them as well,
like,
but I agree 100%
like, Jacaso,
with you on this, and I'm not even sucking his
like,
dick.
I don't even think 15 massages from Greta can help.
There's got to be a big explanation to this, though. There's got to be something.
Right?
Yeah, like they forgot.
Yeah.
I blame it all on Craig.
The explanation should be on this, and it's not.
But, like, is what I'm saying is, like, I have a lot of people to thank. Like, I have a lot of people to thank. Forgetting, like, Shitbird is that's expected. You know, like, Shitbird, man, I'm sorry. Like, I was thinking Chad. I was thinking Chicasso. I was thinking Novak. I was thinking Shit Goose. I was thinking Mohawk. You know, man, like, the last thing I thought about was, like, thanking Shit Goose, Shit Bird. You know, I'm sorry. You know.
It gets confusing.
Yeah, like, I'm confused, man. I couldn't think of everybody, and I'm really sorry. But, like, me, like, fronted the whole Moxie thing from the begin
you
with.
You made it happen. I mean, they had the band, but then who would know?
As they were probably writing their thanks list, they were probably on my tour bus. And that is what pisses me off. And
wow.
when they told me, I didn't even read it yet. I didn't even read it. They wrote to Missy and they said, "Hey, we heard that you're bummed out about not getting thanked, and we're really sorry. We totally forgot." But I didn't even read it yet, so I didn't even know.
Missy, of course,
didn't read it, so she doesn't know. Somebody made this shit up, and then after it has been said, I read it, and I was like, holy shit, I'm not thanked. And then now I am kind of bummed.
I would think that you'd be the first one, at least top five, to be thanked.
Bam, think
personally.
About it. Think about it, dude. They're
and
on the
Chad
tour
on
bus.
As well.
They're on your tour bus, right in the list. They're like, all right, guys, and okay, blah, 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 blah. Thank Cran
Let's
Man,
thank Loftus.
Guys,
let's thank Cran Man and Loftus.
Is there anyone else we should thank?
You're probably not even in there.
Guys, you think
Chad,
the list
if you're
is
not in there, dude.
Dude, they probably
I'm going to play
them.
A Moxie song, but you know what? If Chad's not in there, dude, it's getting canceled.
I think there's a secret section on the actual audio.
Oh, a secret section? Oh, you have to have an Easter egg? You need to know the hidden code to find out where Chad gets thanked?
The printer price.
That's close. Steven Chad Wick.
Dude, they janitor of their fucking apartment
if
before
read,
they thanked anybody
If you read
else.
Every third letter of every fourth word, it says...
They thanked
there.
Chad...
Yeah, there's a code.
Chad Cosina.
It's like
Shit,
the Da Vinci code.
Deepak,
Deepaker.
Fuck this.
Deepaker.
Barbara Hoey.
So, guys, now that now
they
that
thank
we're on...
Barbara Hoey, but all the work you did, dude, you don't even get a thanks, dude.
Guys, now that we're on Bam's RV, and you know we're sitting here writing the whole list. Do you think there's anybody else, guys? Did we forget anybody?
No, that sounds good. Cranman and Lotus got thanks. No, we're cool.
Cranman and Lotus got thanks, so everything must be covered. Fucking Jacaso probably got thanked. Jacaso, what happened? How, like, I'm not trying to like toot my own horn, but how the fuck can you forget to thank me when they're probably in my tour bus writing their thanks list? That's fucked up.
Somebody's not.
They need to reprint that, dude. Straight up, send them all back. Yeah. Get them all.
Too late, cocksucker. They already sold a bunch.
I'll tell you what. I'm selling merch on the Moxie tour, and for every CD I sell, I'll make sure to write thanks to you over the entire.
Yeah, but that's you. I'm already friends with you. You don't need to win me back.
Well, no, but I still think that, you know, that the inside needs a little sprucing up anyway. I mean,
yeah, but I don't want you to spruce it up. I want them to.
Well, I'm telling one of the
I think their maybe their idea behind this was this is their second album and you didn't have anything to do with this one. You know what I mean? Like you and I only had something to do with being in my RV
and me paying $3,000 to repair it because of their driving.
I don't know what Barbara Hoey had to do with this CD either.
Well, G got a photo credit, so he doesn't even give a shit about anything.
Fucking Barbara Hoey did one thing and she gets thanked. I did like 19 things and I'm broke.
Wait,
no, I'm not broke, but I spent a lot of money on them.
Wait, where's Louie? I demand to know what Barbara Hoey did. Hold on, I'm gonna find
Go get him.
Alright, we got Franzi Boy going to get.
Go get him quick.
Louis. Hurry up. You got a song, Bram, you wanna play?
I wanna hear this. Dude, you know what? Sometimes dead silence is good on a radio. Because now you can hear Franz in the background.
It'll build suspense.
No, I don't wanna call Greta. I like Greta, but I am mad. All
right, now here we go. Make sure he has the mic so he doesn't fucking weasel his way out of talking into something.
Louis.
Go ahead, ask. All
right, question for him, Chad.
Louis from the Moxie. On your Moxie new CD.
Who the fuck is Barbara
Hoey? You thanked Barbara Hoey and didn't thank me and Bam or anyone else that probably helped
you
guys.
Who the fuck is Barbara Hoey and what did she do that was more important than Chad or me?
Or Sun Yao.
Or Sun Yao.
Who's Barbara Hoey?
Who is Sun Yao?
Louis, honestly, what?
No, what did Barbara Hoey do?
I have no idea who she is.
Oh. What the fuck do you do in this band then, Louis?
Chad, pick another couple names. Let's
Sun
see.
Yao. Who's
let's
Sun
see,
Yao?
Let's see who Louis does know on that fucking thank you list.
Here, let me see this list.
It's hard to read anyway.
Let's see this fucking list.
I think those are people that donated. All right. That helped donate.
Emma Nortman. What did she do that was better than me that makes me not even be at the very end? I'm not even at the very end. I'm not even in there.
Someone here? No, you're in the band.
What does Emma Norton do?
Nick Jordan. What the fuck did he do?
What did Nick Jordan do?
Give us someone that you know.
He doesn't know.
Have Taylor and Carl call
him. Melissa Wolf. What did she do? She's like fourth in place.
Don't know her probably.
Who's first in line?
All right, first in line. Moxie would like to thank all of her families and friends and fans who supported the step. We'd also like to thank... Shut up. okay, the first person is Martina McAnus.
Not sure she sounds Latina.
McAnus, dude.
What did she do? What does she do?
Spanish Irish.
What is this donate? Bam paid for your whole music video and everything.
Last time I checked, I'm $20,000 deep, and I'm on an art, and you guys are on my RV that's broken down, and I have to fix.
Like, and Martina,
and I don't even get a fucking thank you.
Martina Uranus.
God damn it, dude. No, I really...
There is no coming on with that.
I love Taylor. I love Greta even more, but I'll slice Taylor's head open.
Why don't you have Taylor call in to 1-877?
I'm fucking pissed.
Back.
That's something that you don't forget, dude. Hey, that's something that you do not forget.
Get little man Oldie on the fucking phone.
Little man. Or fucking have Barbara Hoey call in.
That's like Metallica inviting CKY to open up for them and then CKY forgetting to invite...
Fuck it.
Glad we stopped by the show today, Louis.
Muffed up.
Hey, Louis, for instance, Axl fucking
thank
Rose
you. I was just
thanked
say this.
CKY on fucking
Cheers,
Chinese
Zach.
Democracy.
And that was awesome.
And you fucking forgot to thank Bam.
And Axl Rose remembers?
It took him 11 years to make that album, and he did not forget CKY.
Get little
11
man
years.
On the phone.
I was, and you know
fucking
what?
Axl Rose remembers.
I never read thank yous, but I read Axl Rose's thank you because I was like, it took him 13 years to write an album. I better read this thank you list.
Seriously.
And then I see CKY, I'm like, fuck motherfucking yeah.
Amazed. And they tour with him for one tour. That's it. That
blue
man.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Little man Oldie's on the
front. You're calling the wrong Oldie.
Oh, I'm calling Ryan Oldie?
We should just yell at him.
That's not going to do any good.
Well,
Oldie wrote the list.
We have any calls?
Oldie did not write
the list. Someone call little man Oldie. Get little man Oldie on the phone. Get little man Oldie on the phone.
Give me the phone.
Get little man Oldie on the phone. Get little man Oldie on the phone. Get little man Oldie on the phone.
Fuck. Damn. Chad.
You spilled fucking bubblegum ass vodka all over all this shit.
I want to play a song, dude. What if it skips?
You guys are three quarters
dude,
down.
All I want to do
is bubblegum vodka that was opened 25 minutes ago.
Louis, dude, you have explained it, dude, to your bandmates, dude. You know what? Hey, I wasn't even fed up. Like, I didn't even know. I got a text message saying, like, Bam's mad that he didn't get thanked. I didn't even know until I read it. I was like, oh, I didn't get thanked? And then I read it, and I was like, holy fuck, I didn't get thanked.
Hold on, it's Little Man Oldie. Hey, Little Man Oldie, it's Joe Frantz. You're on Sirius Radio. Tell us some more. Bam wants to
tell you some more?
Yeah, Bam has a question for you.
I want to know why I didn't get thanked on the new Moxie album.
All right, good. Because I've been trying to get a hold of your fucking ass. Jesus Christ. Dude, they forgot my parents. They forgot you and your family, dude.
They
got the songs.
Who's they?
Who exactly is they, caller?
Who? Icon and Master Disc.
You thanked Emma Margaret before me. Who the fuck is Emma Margaret?
Wait a minute. Your print. Wait. Let me get this straight. You did thank Chad and Bam and everybody, but your printer erased it.
He didn't even thank Chad either.
But my what? What erased it?
I don't understand. So you wrote a list, and then you laid out the CD cover, and
CD
then
cover.
And how did Bam and Chad's and everybody else's name get erased?
I don't know. Same way my parents did, dude. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of
Barbara
Helley proof?
Yeah, I know, but it was rushed. And
how did Lotus's name not get forgotten?
Lotus got thanked, and Barbara Hoey got thanked, and like,
yeah,
I did everything I could for you guys, and I didn't even get a fucking thank you. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
Hurt.
I'm hurt.
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 Get the
hurt.
Fuck
hurt.
Out of here, dude.
I really am.
Dude, you thank Lotus before you thank Bam. You need to check yourself into a fucking psych unit.
See, hey. I knew we get a half-ass. I knew we get a half-ass.
Answer.
It's just like, oh, everyone's passing the buck. Well, I mean, it was just so rushed. Like, everyone was like, you know.
Taylor, they didn't forget to print your name about 17 times in this thing.
Tell Taylor that I was going to play a new Moxie song, but I forgot to put it on the list.
Forgot.
I mean, that's the best you have to do is say, everyone forgot, fuck you guys. I can't believe you're serious. That's your answer? Like, seriously?
Get the fuck out of here. You know I wouldn't do that on fucking purpose.
Just hum a new Moxie song.
I just
want to
know, how
play.
Does something like that get fucked up? Because I've been in a lot of fucked up situations.
Fucked up? Yeah.
Easily. We had fucking a day after we sent it out to the whole band.
There's 50 unknowns thanked already.
Nobody fucking read it, and we had to get it done before we lost.
So, how did the 50 unknowns get thanked and not the main people?
Dude, the fucking songs are in the wrong order, too.
What? So who did that, Milk Boy?
It has nothing to do with Milk Boy. Yeah, we went to Milk Boy.
Well, who's it have to do with? I want a name.
Electric Blue Rodriguez. He's thanked.
Fucking Lotus is thanked.
Electric Blue Rodriguez is thanked, and we're not. This is ridiculous.
You guys thanked Cran Man.
You probably thanked Miguel,
they probably did thank Cran Man.
Jesus Christ.
And I can't believe
he can't
even
help you in this
hey,
situation.
Hey, Taylor, I'm officially hurt.
I can't believe that you're taking this kind of attitude.
I'm hurt.
I haven't even
hurt,
heard I'm
hurt,
sorry
hurt.
Out of you, dude. Like, it's like you sent it to the whole band, and not one person thought, hey, guys, Bam helped us get started a little. Like, maybe we should thank him.
I should have been the first name in your brain, and you fucking named 80 people instead of me.
It was
on there? It was.
It was on there, dude.
And
I've heard that from my Valium friend Novak. Here he is.
You might have just have said, I tried to do it.
Who erased Chad and Bam's name then? I want a name. Okay, so you guys all approved this big list, and then you gave it to who erased it.
Yeah,
who's
the main person that caused this fuck up to happen?
I want a name.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't have anything to do.
Blame him.
Taylor, this is all I want to tell you. Pain is an Allison, and love is eternal.
Wait, what's he saying?
Pain is an Allison, and Lane is tribal.
Lane must always be tribal.
So Bam and Chad's name were on there. You gave it to who that erased it? Who erased it?
Sun Yao?
Icon did not put it on there.
Who?
Icon? Is that a human being or is that a company? I want a name, dude.
Yeah, you'll never get a name. If it's a company, you'll never get a name because you could always blame somebody on somebody else.
And why would a company decide?
You really think that I would do that on purpose?
Why would a company?
I think you forgot.
Why would they put the songs in the wrong order? I don't know.
I think you forgot.
I just can't believe you don't take more initiative, dude. This is your fucking career. This is what you do.
You should get your money back.
This is what you do?
Or at least get our money back.
This is what.
See what happens when you don't record with Chad?
You know how shit gets fucked up. That's your excuse.
When it's rushed, yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your lesson. Don't
I was gonna play a Moxie song.
Yeah, let's just wrap up.
It is your fault. You're responsible for the band, dude.
This conversation's not getting any leeway.
You're supposed to be responsible. You're supposed
to be. I was
gonna
play a Moxie song, but now I'm playing a hymn song. Yeah. Here we go.
We just took the Moxie C out of the CD player.
We had a brand new Moxie track to play, but I'm canceling it. Now this is it.
Try to hum it, Taylor. How's it go?
Yeah, how's it go?
Dibble dobble doobie dum twee.
Learn how to thank people when you write a CD, asshole.
Oh, man. That's the title of your next CD.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
We're fucking.
Fucking, man. You know how it is, man.
I want a Hallmark letter that says, I'm sorry, you fucking asshole.
Dude, you guys know how it is when shit's rushed. It just gets happens, and it's just.
Jesus Christ.
Shit happens, it's just like, you know, come on, Jesus Christ. It's never different.
I mean, they thank everybody else except Chad and Bam. I mean, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
We're saying Jesus Christ, man. You know how fucking shit gets when it's fucked, you know?
It's rushed.
Fuck, man. Shit was rushed. You know how it is. It's only my band and my career.
All right, too much promotion for somebody who doesn't give any thanks back. All right.
Too much promotion for somebody who doesn't give any thanks back.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Taylor.
What you saying, though?
Yeah, bye, Taylor.
Oh, okay. So what do we want to play? Play something?
We're playing. Play him.
All right, say goodbye, man.
Hey, who wants to get frozen yogurt? It's my treat.
Oh, me.
We're going to build that to the Moxie, too. What track?
Like you're going to give your money back.
Right.
MySpace fans, Facebook, Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour, sponsored by Mix's Bar in Maine. This week, see you there.
On and radio. Then go on joefrantz.com and then also American Film Society.
I don't have that anymore.
joefrantz.com.
I don't have
and then
that.
Bam Margera with 1M.com and check it out. And then also Wizard Sleeve. You can get t-shirts. They're pretty fucking awesome.
And also
Brandon Novak, DreamSellTheBook.com, and RyanGPhotography.com, and Chad I. Ginsburg is awesome.
Yeah, Bam, _ my chair at Twitter.
Yeah, and me being Chad from CKY, I want to thank everybody who came to see CKY on this tour. It was a fucking great fucking time. It was really, really one of the fucking best CKY tours we've ever done. Everyone who came out, really.
I agree, dude. Chad, you guys had... Let me just say, like, you had choreographed, like, leaning moves and playing the guitar.
That Michael Jackson shit was fucking awesome.
I told G, I was like, G, if you're going to the TLA, get ready for Dress and Decay because they lean on each other and they do this thing and it's the money shot.
Yep.
So get ready. I think it's the third song. And then he's like, dude, I waited for the third song and I got it perfectly and it's fucking brilliant and thank you and you're the man.
Oh, that just proves me and Darren get along now, all right?
Yeah.
We've had a good time. Thank you, everybody. No.
CKY is back and the Moxie needs a thank you from a Hallmark card from me and I need it in my mailbox, but I don't have a mailbox, so they're kind of totally fucked.
What track do you want to play by him?
Fucking one, dude.
Radio Bam 28 Function.
Yo.